I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. War creates a food crisis in southern Lebanon, while God encourages a film crew in the Middle East. Believe it or not, encouragement has a point in common, and we'll unpack it in the next few moments. First, Lebanon is filing a complaint with the UN Security Council regarding Israel's attacks this week in southern Lebanon, claiming they targeted residential areas. Israeli drone and airstrikes killed a senior Hamas official near Tyre and destroyed a Hezbollah facility in the Baqa Valley. Living conditions near the border are deteriorating, and the war is also ruining Lebanon's agricultural sector. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
a lot of the rockets that are being shelled at Lebanon have this white phosphate, and this ruins the soil for a long, long time. Farmers not only are dealing with the today problem of not being able to plant and harvest their crops, but also the potential loss of several seasons because of that white phosphate.
Along with food and clothing, Heart for Lebanon teams provide emotional and spiritual care to those affected by the war.
It starts with a food package, but that's not our end goal. In fact, that's just the beginning of a journey from despair to hope.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
The dangers, challenges, the worries are so real that we need every person in the kingdom of God to lift us up in prayers for safety, for wisdom, for discernment.
Meanwhile, peace is still far, far away from the Middle East, but that doesn't keep the church from laying plans for sharing Christ. Pastor Israel Pachter of the Beit Halal congregation says they've planned an outreach trip to Beersheba later this month for people impacted by the war now past its five-month mark.
300, actually, Israelis. We take him to the south, so pray for these people. 300 non-believers who will come to hear the gospel.
One of Beit Halal congregation's ongoing ministries is to help resettle Jews returning from Israel from other parts of the world.
Generally speaking, people who come from Eastern Europe, they're not religious, and they are more open for the gospel. So, you know, they are kind of disconnected from their families, starting a new life in Israel. Yes, it really caused them to be more open.
An estimated 44,000 people, mostly Jews, immigrated to Israel between November and January of last year.
We're praying that the Holy Spirit will reveal Yeshua, reveal Jesus, and many of them will be touched.
Pray for God to give hope to Israel.
People losing their hope, you know, people losing their faith. So gospel is the answer. Love of God, love of Jesus, and all the prophetic messages that are preparing us for such an hour. Pray for Prince of Peace, God of Peace, God of Shalom, to come and visit Israel. It's very important. In a time when so much violence going on and war going on.
And Romans 15:5 talks about the God who gives endurance and encouragement. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries shares one example of what she describes as God winks.
It's easy to get discouraged over things that seem too big or too hard or a calling that is just wearing us down. And so it's good to rejoice and recognize when God gives you a wink.
IMM is filling the story of Esther, and they needed incense burner stands with a specific historical Persian design. But the art director wasn't finding this design anywhere. He finally told God he couldn't think of another way.
The next day, he saw some people pulling furniture out of their yard, and they were throwing away a table that had the exact shape, legs, of these incense burners. He reworked these into really beautiful, beautiful stands.
The message only got clearer when the incense burners they had ordered fit on top of the stands perfectly.
It was just beautiful to see how God would say, I see this project. I have called you to do Esther, and I am going to supply your needs.
Pray that the Esther film will draw many in the Persian world to the gospel, and watch for how the Lord may be telling you today that he sees you. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's more than the biography of a ministry pioneer. It's a charge to all Christians to respond in kind within our own cultures and to use Carey's example as our model for taking the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.